If we were to assign a title to today's readings, a proper name might be Preparing for the Future. As we celebrate these final weeks of the liturgical year, which ends next Sunday, we will celebrate our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the universe. The end of the liturgical year brings our scripture focus, as always, to the end times. If we believe in a final reckoning at all, we presume that it's a long way off. For some of our younger folks, it would seem to them a long way off. But for those close to my age, it's not that far off. The truth is, despite our ever-improving health care and increased longevity, we are all mortal. As our physical health care improves through awareness and diet and physical exercise and scientific medical breakthrough, we would hope that our spiritual awareness also keeps pace. All said, we are living longer, which gives us more opportunity to prepare for the time when our life in this world will come to an end, when God will call us to Himself, to His heavenly kingdom, the place where God created us to be. In today's gospel, Jesus compels His disciples to be watchful for the coming of man. They do not know the hour or the day that the Lord will appear. However, our call to be watchful, attentiveness, is not meant to be driven by fear. It can be lived out in gentle acts of noticing and attending to the needs of others. Just think of the many different vocations that require alert attentiveness in a spirit of gentleness. Teachers are attentive to the learning and struggles of each student. Nurses and doctors are attentive to the needs of their patients. Farmers are attentive to the needs of the changing seasons that affect their land and their crops. Parents are attentive to the welfare and needs of their children, especially their spiritual needs, as are the children to their parents in their later years. We see the same attentiveness throughout Jesus' ministry. We witness Jesus attend to the bodily and spiritual needs of those He encounters. Jesus is distressed by people's suffering, moved with compassion to heal and spiritually nourish. Simply said, Jesus notices others, especially those who are most unnoticed. Remember last weekend, the widow who put her last coin in the treasury. Jesus notices her generous deeds when no one else does. Christ attends, caresses, cares for, coaches, and guides us all into new life. Baptized into Christ, we are all called to be Christ for one another, to be watchful and attentive to one another. So how do we cultivate this practice of attentiveness? One way to start is through a disciplined and daily practice of gratitude. Simple gratitude for the blessings we enjoy every day, to recognize them as blessings and not dwell on the things that we don't have. In that way, we become more aware of Christ's daily presence to us in our lives. Gratitude opens our hearts to vulnerability. It turns our attention outward as we begin to see the needs of others. Gratitude is both the seed and the fruit of the attentive watchfulness that Jesus calls for us every day. The lesson is clear and simple. Our lives are what we do with them. They matter. And we don't have forever to follow Jesus' teaching. Jesus warns us to watch for the signs so that we don't get caught up short. This coming Thursday, we celebrate as a day of thanksgiving, a day of gratitude for all the blessings God has bestowed upon us. May our perspective of thanksgiving become an attitude of attentiveness to others as we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.